This is Tehillim Chavtes 29, Mizmar LeDavid. This is a song of praise for David. Havu LaShem B'nei Elim. Give to Hashem, you sons of kings, of strong people. Achazal Darshan, that don't read it Elim, don't read it strong people, but Ilmim, those people who are mute. So what exactly are the Chazal telling us, calling the Jews B'nai Ilmim? We have a very strange medrash in Parsis Bishalach, where the Jewish people were about to poise to go into the Yamsuf. So the Satan had complaints. He said, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why should you save the Jewish people? Halalo Avodazara, Halalo Avodazara. They both are, at that time, the Jews in the time of the Mitzrayim were idol worshippers. So then why should you save them? Why are they worthy to be saved? So Hashem says, you know what? I give you Eov. Now Eov was a man who was a tzaddik. He was a Gentile, but he was a tzaddik. He said he did nothing wrong. So he said to the Satan, I'll give you Eov. Don't be bothered with him. The Medrash gives an example of a shepherd that has a flock of sheep, and a wolf comes to take one of the sheep. So the shepherd says, you know, I have a fat goat. Take that. Be busy with that. Now, and I'll take the rest of the sheep over the river. And then I'll come back and deal with the goat later. Similarly, we're told that Hashem Yisrael said to the Bnei Israel, now you can go over the Yam Suf. He told Moshe, Daba Bnei Israel Yisrael. It's a very strange medrash. What did Eov have to do with the Kalei Yisrael going over the Yam Suf? And what's the mashal of the Zev, of the goat and the shepherd? So perhaps one could say that the Satan came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he said, Hashem, the Jews are no different than the nations of the world. Why save them? Hashem said to the Satan, all right, why don't you take Eov? He is the best of the nations of the world. He's the best tzaddik, v'yosher, tom, committed no averis. Take him. Now give him a little kvetch. See what happens when you give him a little push. Take away his money. Take away his property. Give him some illness. See what happens. Well, you started to complain. He says, I'll find God. I'll show him what justice is. I'll show him he doesn't know what justice is. And I'll show him that he's not correct. Chas v'shalom. So Hashem said to the Satan, okay, do you see what happened? When you give a person who doesn't have adequate understanding of what's going on, when you give him some challenges, he complains, he kicks right away. But the Jewish people have accepted over the generations all kind of torment and torture. And we have a right, or we think we have a right, to complain. We should not be silent. But the Jew accepts what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives. And he knows for whatever reason Hashem is doing this, this is the right thing. So, Havu LaShem B'nei Elim. Give to Hashem. Praise Hashem. B'nei Ilmim, the people who have what to complain, but don't. They take it ba'achal. Havu LaShem Kavod V'Oz. Give in front of Hashem Kavod and Oz, which we're told is the Torah, is the power of the Torah. Havu Hashem, give to Hashem Kavod Shemo, the honor of his name. Hishtachvu Hashem, bow to Hashem, Bahadras Kodesh, in the beautiful holiness. Kol Hashem Alamoyim. Now we're presented here with a number of different kolos, with a number of different sounds. Some sounds are tremendously powerful. Hashem has all the sounds, he has all the power. But he gives each person, the sound comes to each person according to what they can take. Some people can take a lot, so the sound is very quiet. Some people can take more, so the sound is more. Each person, according to what he is, that's the kind of sound and the kind of message that Hashem Yisbarach gives him. Kol Hashem al hamayim. The sound of Hashem was on the waters. El hakavod hirim. Hashem, in his honor, was screaming, Hashem amayim rabim. Hashem of the great waters. So we're told that when Hashem made the Yam Suf split, there was a sound on the waters. And when he told the waters of Bereshis, when he created the world, that the water should go into one place, Hashem screamed at the waters. And the waters were so terrified at the sound of Hashem that the waters contracted into one place. And they're standing at attention since the time of Bereshis in one place from the scream of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And if not, because the whole world was water, so where did that water go? It compressed into the oceans. And if you see water, it's extremely heavy, seven pounds per gallon of water. So water is extremely heavy. So because that water is compressed and it's standing there in its compressed state, would it not be compressed, it would flood over the whole world. It would be just water. So Hashem screamed at the waters, and they separated into the oceans. Kol Hashem b'koach. The sound of Hashem is in power. Kol Hashem b'hodar. The sound of Hashem is in beauty. Kol Hashem shover arozim. The sound of Hashem breaks the cedars, the high cedars. Ve'yishaber Hashem b'sarzei halvanan. And Hashem breaks the cedars of Lebanon. Ve'yarkidem, and he makes them dance kmo egel, just like a calf. Levanon v'Sirion, the mountains of Lebanon and Syria, kmo ve'en reimim, just like rams. Kol Hashem chosev l'havos esh. The sound of Hashem carves out just like with flames of fire. Kol Hashem yochel midbar. The sound of Hashem frightens the midbar. Yochel Hashem midbar kodesh. Hashem sent a fear unto the Midbar of Sinai. We're told the Midbar of Sinai was so rough that the snakes and scorpions and animals and the mountains, and it was so great and fear-inducing. But Hashem sent, there were two kruvim that were on the Aron HaKodesh, and the badim to hold the Aron HaKodesh sent out like flame throwers and destroyed everything in its path. Kol Hashem yecholel ayalos. The sound of Hashem makes the bucks shake. The yechesof yaaros. It peels back the forest. Upe cholo in the base of Mikdash. Kulo omer kavod. All say kavod, the greatness of Hashem. Hashem lamabol yoshev. Hashem sent back the mabel to its place. The yeshev Hashem melech leolam. And Hashem sat as king forever. Hashem owes Hashem's power of Amo Yitain. He gave over to his nation with the Torah. Hashem Yivarech. Hashem blesses his Amo, his nation, Bashalom. This is the greatest blessing that a person can have, is peace and self-fulfillment and peace within oneself and peace among what man to man and peace among the heavens. And this is the greatest blessing that a person can have.